Warning, the Stone Age Gamer includes a lot of bad language. Cover your mother f***ing ears.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to episode 156 of the Stone Age Gamer podcast for the week of June 30th, 2017. Ignore that if you're actually here, because it's going to go up next Friday. I'm Chris Randazzo, and joining me, as always, is proud owner of Sonic the Hedgehog Shampoo, Mr. Dan Ryan.
Yeah!
And our special panel guest, the Vest Lord himself, Dean DeFalco. We are here at Too Many Games at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center, and Dan, Dean, and I have competed once again in our Buy Something Will You challenge, where before we go any further, I'm going to tell you your weekly reminder that you can email us at mail@geekade.com. Just include Stone Age Gamer Podcast in the subject line and let us know what you think of our show, what topics you would like us to discuss in the future, or just say hello, because we always want to hear from you, the listeners. Or the people in this room. I can't believe there's people in this room.
There's a lot of people in this. It is a packed house in here.
People in this room. All right, let's see. So since this is a live panel, we have a time limit. We're going to go get right down to business, and we're going to start with our little contest and then finish off with the 10, 20, 30, which we do every month. Dan, Dean, and myself each had a budget of $20, except Dan didn't because he's a TV screen, to search the show floor for the weirdest and coolest things we could find. We all had varying levels of success to this challenge in the past, including Dean parading around a kimono and me dumping a garbage can full of e-readers on the floor. So let's see what we've got cooking this year. Dan, do you have anything to add before we go forward?
I spent my money on beer, so...
All right.
Dan wins. All right.
Yeah! Two in a row.
Who should go first, Dan, me or Dean?
Dean should go first. He is the special guest, after all.
That's true. All right. Special guest, what do you got for us?
This is something I found this one in the first, like, 20 minutes I was walking around. I saw it backed up and was like, holy shit, I wanted one of these when I was a kid. My mom was like, it's not safe. It's not safe.
Did you see this, Matt?
Yeah, he was there when I got it. This is, what the hell is it called?
It's the Aura Interactor.
Aura Interactor. So basically, this is a giant subwoofer that you connect to your back. 90s, right? And it picks up, supposed to pick up the frequencies of like what a punch would sound like from the game. And then it makes you vibrate. Does anyone want to try this on? All right, let's get a volunteer. Raise your hands. Blue. Okay, let's.
Keep in mind it has not been washed.
Yeah, this. Why don't you? Go ahead and model this sucker real quick. This also, I don't even know what this is. Do you know what this is?
Yes, that's the interface. All right, so I have one of these at home. I just wanted you to know that on Monday, Matt Much, the man in the corner, sent me this picture.
Oh, all right, okay.
This is a picture
like
of his Aura Interactor.
Well, now we're Aura buddies,
I have
Matt.
One of these at home.
this connects into the wall, connects into the Interactor, and then I believe the Interactor, this thing connects into that backpack. So you're strapped into that. It's like basically having a nuclear reactor on your back. I would not actually wear this powered up. That is bananas. And I was like, I did see one of these when I was a kid. I think they had this in the chest plate type thing.
I was just going to say, isn't that supposed to be on the... No, it is supposed to be
no,
on the back.
No, that one's on the back. I think
so
they have one
when you're playing Mortal
the...
Kombat, it's like you're getting kicked in the back over and over again.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just like in real life.
Yes, exactly. So that was my thing. It was $20 on the nose, and the lady just stared at me like, you want that? You want that?
Absolutely.
And I was like, yes. I didn't explain anything because that's what I do. And that was $20. I also have one other thing, Jess, if you could bring that over. No. This isn't for the competition. This is just. No, fuck Dan.
Ouch.
Am I allowed to say? I don't know. No one's here. Who cares?
What do you mean no one's here? There's a room full of people.
All right. Chris, this is from me, Jesse, and Matt. We got this for you from a guy who's making pictures. Draw anything for $2. So I know you like Zelda and you like tacos. So we got Link in a taco costume.
Oh, my God. This is beautiful.
Right? I think it's pretty good. Yeah. So
that is outstanding.
For those of you who don't know, say happy birthday to Chris. His birthday just passed.
My birthday was yesterday.
Yeah. So
thank
happy
you,
belated.
Everyone.
Yeah, I thought that would be kind of cool.
I'm going to leave this up here for anyone to take a look
at. If you want to take that nuclear battery off your back, you're more than welcome. You could wear it if you want to sit down for a while, you know, think about it. That's cool. That's scary. Thank you so much.
Shouldn't be
Give
radiating.
Give her a round of applause for putting this weird thing on her back. I love the sound of that many claps. That's so good.
It's really something.
All right, Chris, what do you got?
Well, all right. I got a couple of things, but I'm really only going to enter one. But let's start at the beginning here. First, I thought that I was going to present this Sonic the Hedgehog hacky sack. Because it's wearable technology. It can hold things.
It's a fanny pack.
Did you say
hacky sack?
Did I say hacky sack? Yeah, no, this is a fanny pack.
All right, that's fair.
I've been on my feet all day. That's a great excuse. But it's got this stylish checkerboard thing and everything. It's a Sonic the Hedgehog fanny pack. What could be better than a Sonic the Hedgehog fanny pack? Well, just about anything. Including my next not entry, but thought about, these are some Super Mario Brothers Happy Birthday napkins. I spent $5 on this, and it was well worth it. But honestly, when I turned around at this very booth, I saw someone looking at me that was my true and proper entry that just cannot be topped. And I will present him as he was presented to me.
All right. I forfeit.
You win.
Yeah, you win. All right. Naked Guile. All right.
This is sexy Naked Guile. Wearing combat boots.
Are we allowed to use naked action figures?
Please
okay?
kindly show this to Dan. I mean,
I'm not going to stop. All right, cool.
Oh,
I like it. Defender of the peace.
It's the combat boots and the look on his face. I mean, really.
Get he is look. Confident. Confident as hell.
He is confident, dry, and secure. On his butt, we have 1992 Hasbro, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Pawtucket, look at that. Made in China. Okay, so there you go.
How much? $5?
$5 for Naked Guile wearing combat boots and nothing else.
Except the $5 sticker.
I mean, all right, let's make this PG-13.
There you go. Very nice. Very tasteful. Very tasteful.
This is very tasteful. Very tasteful.
I like it. I like it a lot.
All right, so...
you win. I forfeit.
I want to vote. Aura Interactor. Round of applause for Aura Interactor.
I appreciate the pity. Thank you.
And round of applause for Buck Naked Guile. Yes. And I will take him home as my trophy. I did bring, just so that I'm...
Did you bring
I'm,
Bat Butt?
Yeah, I'm bringing this to the Cavalcade
of Nightmares. Oh, his collection.
My previous winners, including, let's see here.
Don't touch these, by the way. You can look at them, take pictures. Don't look at them too long.
A pair of A-Team figures, which are just spectacular. I mean, look at these guys. Walk of Shame Ronald McDonald. And my favorite, this was the first time we did this was at a comic book convention, Garden State Comic
the
Fest.
The comic book convention.
This is a Batman brush. It is an official Avon product, complete with Avon tramp stamp over his actually, like, he's got a butt crack. It's real. It's real.
Molded.
And it's filthy.
Talk about going all out.
It's something. So, Naked Guile, you are joining this...
the winners.
This cavalcade of championship right here. Excellent.
We should make a little toga for him out of these happy birthday napkins.
I should, yes. I'm going to keep these in my hacky sack.
In your hacky sack.
I keep saying
fanny
that.
Fanny pack.
Fanny pack. There's a difference between fanny pack and hacky sack.
Oh, you know what? You should get that rock pose that he has in that picture from the 90s with that Sonic fanny pack. I got to find that picture. We'll do that at the room later.
Yes.
A little fashion suit. Turtleneck. We got to get him a turtleneck.
This is going to be spectacular.
Yeah, you're right. All right. So all right. We got a... 10, 20, 30 to do?
Yes. So what we do on the show from time to time is we're going to fill the remainder of this thing as what we call the 10, 20, 30. And once a month, we talk about games that came out 10, 20, and 30 years ago. Notable games. So this is great. I love technology. I can see Dan poking around in my Google Doc on my phone in real time. Dan Headroom, you're amazing.
What's awesome, Chris, what you guys actually don't know right now is that I am wearing the exact same outfit that Guile is. As I record this podcast.
Whole lot of nothing. That's why the cam's off, fellas.
Boots and a $5 price tag?
Surprisingly, yes. So,
I hope you manscaped a little bit. I'm really happy this Defender guy left.
Guile wears it better.
Yeah.
The what?
Maybe not in person. Oh, boy. All right.
He's
so.
Recording his own track.
So let's see. Let's start 10 years ago. June 2007. We had Tomb Raider Anniversary for PlayStation 2. I didn't play this. Dan, you're a Tomb Raider fan, right?
Yeah, this game was like a remake or a remastering of the original Tomb Raider, so it was no longer hideously ugly and somewhat playable.
Because the original
Actually, that's a terrible idea.
I think it's a great idea.
That. Yeah, that's a bad idea.
These people, I'm trying to do a show here.
No, I'm sorry, buddy. We can translate. Me and my shitty Aura Interactor are going to go home after this. I apologize.
No, we're so playing that in the hotel room tonight.
Yeah.
Figured out how to hook it up to my Switch. It's going to be great.
We'll make it compatible.
All right, let's see. We also got Resident Evil 4 Wii Edition. Now, this I love. Who else played this one? Resident Evil 4 Wii Edition?
That was
great,
game.
Huh?
Yeah, no, the mechanics in that were so well put into that game. That was
it
fun.
Translated ridiculously well.
Yeah,
the aiming,
surprised.
Like with the motion, is like motion controls are such a mixed bag. But
especially
man,
on the Wii.
And this one, I remember in the beginning of it when the rock was coming down chasing after you, and you're like shake the remote, like shake it. Oh God, run! That was motion controls done right.
Yeah.
Then we moved on to we got The Darkness on Xbox 360.
Oh, the one with the shitty snakes on the shoulders. Shoulders.
Yeah. Dan, you played Darkness, right?
Yeah, it's based off of the Top Cow comic book.
I love cows.
It was incredibly foul-mouthed, like which if any of you have I mean obviously you're there at the panel, you've probably listened to the show. Chris and I do our fair share of cursing, and like this game made me blush a little bit playing through it. There was so much bad language, but it was actually surprisingly well done for a comic book video game that was going to originally be published by Majesco.
Oh damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was before they like as they were going out of business, they were like, "We have to sell things, and people sort of like this Darkness comic book. Somebody buy this," and like 2K eventually picked it up. It was fun.
You know what's neat is I'm looking at the TV like you're in it.
Well, I mean, he sort of is in it.
Like as you talk, I'm looking over. Like I can't stop myself, and it's not a particularly interesting back of the
TV. I've been here the whole time.
You've been here the whole time. And the last notable release that came out in June of 2007 was Overlord for 360. Now, that's a series that didn't really go anywhere after the first couple of entries, which makes me confused because those little minion guys were cute. Like, did anyone here play Overlord? Do we have any fans of Overlord?
That was a good game.
I like you. Okay.
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, you got to be a fan of that, like, real-time, like, it's a strategy game, more or less. And if you're not into that type of stuff, it's not for you. The graphics were good at the time, and I mean, overall, it was a solid game, but I don't think there's a lot of people on consoles that really want to play that.
The characterization of the minions, I thought, was pretty cool.
Yeah, they were pretty neat.
Better than those weird yellow minions we have now. Sorry, I'm not a fan. I don't mean to offend anyone who's a huge fan of the minions.
The little banana things.
Yeah, those things are weird, man.
They are, in fact, weird.
All right, well, that wasn't very interesting. So let's see about 20 years ago. 20 years ago, I think, is where we're going to get some of the cool stuff. I've got June of 1997, we got Harvest Moon for Super Nintendo. The first Harvest Moon came out on Super Nintendo. And if I had known that game was going to be worth money, I would have bought it.
Who thought, like, farming sim was just going to catch on?
I mean, was like so stoked too. I remember getting that game in my Funko Land and thinking, "Wow, there's a farming game and it's freaking adorable." Mm-hmm. And I never bought it because I just didn't want to spend the money on it.
I mean, how many iterations of that game are there now? There's got to be like 10, 12.
There's at least
probably more.
50.
Wow, all of them.
I want to count all of them. So, and then in that case, let's go. What do you think? 30, 50?
Over or under? Let's do it. How many of you guys think there's more than 20? Okay. Not Stardew Valley, separate thing.
No. Yes, Rune Factory is totally... Because didn't the first one have the subtitle, like a Harvest Moon something or other?
No shit, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. All right. More than 30? So we're in between 20 and 30.
But more than 20 people think it's more than 20.
That...
I'm amusing myself.
I'm still happy there's more than 20 people here. This is great. All right.
Speaking of long-running franchises that started 20 years ago, Dynasty Warriors for PlayStation. I don't even remember what the first Dynasty Warriors was like. Was it a one-on-one fighting game? That's right. That's so weird that it is so not that anymore. Like, not even close. Yeah. Hyrule Warriors was fun. That was the first one I ever really spent any time with. That game was absolute insanity.
22 about, of those Harvest Moon games.
Holy crap, 22?
Yeah, Jesse just confirmed.
Wow. They could make like a level in Dynasty Warriors where you're fighting copies of Harvest Moon games.
Aren't they making a... there's a new Zelda... No, Fire Emblem.
Fire Emblem Warriors coming out.
Yeah, which I'm probably not going to buy, but nah. that game has not changed in a very long time.
Hey, you know what? It's got its fans, and to them...
How many?
They are.
How many guys play that one on the iPhone? Does anyone play the Fire Emblem games on the iPhone?
I have an emulator.
Okay. Oh yeah, no, permadeath sucks.
Makes me angry when I die.
Yeah, you get that your favorite, and then he dies. I don't want to fucking play this anymore. Absolutely, I completely agree. That no, that's the masochistic dedication you need in that game. Like, if your favorite dies, it's a restart. You need to keep him alive, him or her alive. Yeah, there are a lot of great characters in that game, especially in the new ones now. They have like whole stories and relationship plots going on. It's nuts. Fire Emblem. Nuts! Sorry. I really like Fire Emblem.
Right. I felt like I was wearing an Aura Interactor. I felt that in my back.
You felt the bass?
I did.
I don't know how you did because that was all top end, but all right.
I don't even know why I put this one on here, just because it's interesting, but Hexen for PlayStation came out. Anybody remember? All right, we got somebody who remembers Hexen. Wow.
I'm trying to think what that weird is.
Like wizard first-person shooter thing, right?
Wizard shooter.
Oh yeah, Dan, give me your thoughts on Hexen. What do you think of Hexen?
Boo hiss. It's like it just wasn't for me. It's ugly and wizardy.
Fugly. Like it.
Just not a thing I'm into. But like it's a cool idea, you know. But like I don't like Skyrim either, so you know. Yes. See, I know. See, like, it's that same reaction that I get. I see that every time I say, like, I don't like Skyrim, and Chris doesn't like Skyrim. Chris doesn't like Skyrim either. Give him the look, too. It's not just me.
I'm sorry. It's not for me. I'm going to try it when it comes out on Switch. I'm going to give it another whirl, but it never really caught me. This one I absolutely love. I think me and, like, three other people loved it. Xevious 3D G Plus for PlayStation. Anyone ever mess with that? It's this wonderful 3D like sequel to Xevious, and it's just this delightful PS1 top view shooter. It's just wonderful. I'm talking to myself now.
Shut up.
What are you
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, Xevious. I'm trying to fix the sound problem.
Don't worry about it.
Is there a sound problem?
Can everyone hear Dan? Is that good? Okay, I just want to make sure. If everyone sort of.
She doesn't like it. I think you should keep working.
All right, I'm going to keep working.
Let's see, we also have Shining of the Holy Ark on Saturn. Anybody play that one? I actually own that game and I've never played it, so I think I'm the worst person in the room.
Is that like sequel to Shining Force or
it's part of the Shining series.
Shining.
I don't understand the Shining series because there's like Shining Force and then there's like a bunch of other Shining games that
Well, I think I don't know if they rebooted it or redid something on the Game Boy Advance. Where they had another...
This is a while back. This is Saturn we're talking.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, well, probably the most important thing to come out in June of 1997 was Star Fox 64.
Yeah!
I loved the crap out of this game. Man, did anybody see the VHS tape they sent out to promote this thing? Oh, man, that thing is a work of art. Look it up on YouTube.
Okay, it's a VHS before DVD.
If you just look this up on YouTube, look up Star Fox 64 VHS. It's a work of art. It's got this guy in a Sony shirt and a guy in a Sega shirt, and they like break into Nintendo and they're trying to like steal their secrets of Star Fox 64. It's uncomfortable. It is amazing. You've got to watch it. But man, that game itself was just absolutely incredible. Now, Dan, were you out of Nintendo at that point? I know you had a 64 in your dorm room, right?
Yeah, I did, but Star Fox just wasn't one of the things that we picked up. We were too busy playing, like, No Mercy and all the other wrestling games that were out.
I dug just the Star Fox multiplayer. It had split screen multiplayer. That was pretty rad. But the voices. I don't know why I was so impressed with the fact that they had voices at that point. But I was completely impressed by that fact. Star Fox 64 was such a good game, and I didn't really play the 3DS remake either. And I know that I should. It was good, from what I'm told. All right, let's see here. Back in June of 1987, we're now going back 30 years, and I could only find two interesting releases from 30 years ago. I found 1943 hit arcades.
Oh, that's dope.
That's an awesome game.
Took the wrong microphone. That is silly. Yeah, no, that's a great game. 1940. That also came out on the Nintendo, but different time,
NES,
I'm assuming. Yeah. That game's fantastic. Has anyone ever played that? Doesn't have to be on the. Yeah, no. 1943 is great. It was 42 and 43 they did, right?
Yeah, it's World War II playing, shooting the crap. Like, when you really think about the body count in a game like that, it's really pretty impressive. Like, because somebody's flying all those planes.
I killed a lot of people.
A lot. And the other one was Road Blasters, came out in the arcade. That was another one. I feel like I should know more about Road Blasters, but I've never really nailed down getting into that game.
That never really hit you?
No.
That's all right. I mean, I've never even heard of that game. But I didn't get a list beforehand,
Road Blasters,
so I'm just
awesome,
kind of going,
man,
with the flow on this.
Have you been road blasted, Dan?
What's that?
Have you been road blasted?
That doesn't sound good.
I
do
can
like road
barely
blasters?
Hear you.
Well, I can barely see you.
That's true.
Road Blasters, arcade, what do you think?
I really like it. I seem to have fond memories of it. I may be getting it confused with something else, but that's what happens when we get older, Chris, as you know, now that it was your 57th
joystick
birthday
goes first.
This past
yes,
week.
And for my birthday, I'm officially old because I sneezed a whole bunch and pulled all the muscles in my neck.
Don't get old, people.
It hurts to swallow and talk, which is great because I've been selling EverDrives all day and now I'm doing a panel, so talking is right, just the perfect thing.
You get to lay down later.
Thank
it's
you,
fine.
Thank you. Well, that's really all that we have for the 10-20-30 this week. So, I mean, what time is it? It's 9 o'clock. We've really been only at this for like 20 minutes. Wow.
Yeah,
see, I undershot this by a lot. Like,
really
don't worry. Chris, everything's going to be fine, dude.
We got to
roll
through this stuff.
All right. So, people have bought stuff here today, I'm assuming. Has anyone bought anything? I'd like to see some submissions, so why don't we line up a little bit, and I'd like to see some stuff.
Yeah, let's talk about the things that people bought.
Yeah.
All right.
I got a picture that I'll show you guys.
Oh, okay.
By all means, bring it up. All right, let's start.
Now, this right here is Matt Flamger. He's been listening to the show. He's actually written into the show
big fan
a couple
of the show,
times.
Yeah.
I have mispronounced his name on the show many times. I've called him Matt Flamger, and it's actually Matt Flamger. So, so what do you got for us, Matt? Wow.
That's a lot of Kirby
stuff.
This
is a picture of four Kirby plushes. We've got King DDD, Meta Knight, Kirby, and a Waddle Dee.
I like it.
And they're
collection.
All chilling on the deck. And is that the back of your car?
Back of my car.
The back of your car. Wow, that is fantastic.
That's pretty swag.
I bought the Kirby and the Waddle Dee from the New York Nintendo store, and then I bought these two just today. DDD and Meta Knight I bought today.
Oh, awesome.
Fantastic.
Awesome. So you completed the set. I like it.
All right. What about you? What do you got today? There's nothing lame about that scouter.
Absolutely not.
At all.
Well, you set your bar too high.
It's fair. Nothing is a naked
I like the scout. Scouter's dope, man. I like that.
The other thing, I got a few pins, but like the only noble ones. I got one that says I love my otaku girlfriend, and I got one from my girlfriend that says I heart my otaku boyfriend because I'm an anime.
Very nice.
That's wonderful.
Very nice.
And I dig your classically trained shirt. Well done. All right, what do you got? You look like you got some stuff. Oh, look at this bag. What is in this bag?
Well, firstly, I have that shirt in my bag. I was going to wear
you
that today.
You bought the gold bag.
Very nice.
Oh, man. Dan, can you put this in front of the camera. Dan needs to see this. This is a Goldberg Nintendo 64 memory card.
Oh,
that
that's
is
amazing.
A thing of beauty.
You have pleased Dan. Good
that
job.
That is wonderful. Do you have the Tomb Raider one, too? What in the...
Whoa.
Oh, that's a Lupin the Third.
Wow.
Wow.
Is that a radio control car?
No, but I bought it just as much for the car as I did for the figure.
No, that's awesome. That is a really cool
that's
thing.
That's totally, like, the best Christmas ornament ever.
All
right,
two...
What?
Sega...
Oh. That is scantily clad. That might have won the competition if that was here.
Is this the girl from Golden Axe?
I think so.
Wow.
I don't. Do you know who this is? I don't know.
I got nothing. She's wearing purple.
Okay.
You know what? I can't say you're wrong, so you're right.
Congrats.
Wow. Yes, it is.
I didn't even see it.
All right. Cool.
Very Winner. Cool stuff, yeah.
Nice. Nicely right. done. You have made out well today. You got more in that bag?
I got some strange stuff. I didn't buy it.
We're all about the strange.
Yes.
What? There's... This is...
What is this? Saturn
this is Splatoon 2 levels of, like, spaghetti here. What is going on?
PS Converter. I see Saturn.
It allows you to use a Super Nintendo and Saturn controller on a PlayStation.
Whoa.
All right, that's kind of cool.
That is fantastic. Yo, I would use my Saturn pad for, like, everything. I love my six-button Saturn pad. Oh, my God. This is gorgeous.
What the
hell? Oh, my goodness. This Super Game Boy booster.
Okay, this isn't legal, obviously, but...
We got some contraband in here.
Yeah, but that is cool. I mean, I've seen like the stuff where you know you didn't have to put the discs in anymore, like the GoldenEye things that they had. But
this is
new. Yeah.
Who did this? This is from.
Innovation. Do you need like a disc or anything, or just it's just
oh,
a, what
the Super
fuck?
8? Put the NES back. Oh, the box for this is so rad.
And, yeah, oh, this is Saved by the Bell levels. Oh, man.
You seeing this, everybody? Look at the box on this. This is the raddest, 90th thing. Oh, look
yeah,
at you.
That's pretty sick.
You see this, Dan? That is
amazing.
That is sensational.
Yeah, that is something.
Wow. Well, you made out like a bandit today.
You did, sir.
Oh,
okay. Well, I'm glad you brought him up. Like, yeah, no, that's awesome.
That's awesome stuff. What have
you
got?
I'm more
here
impressed
today,
by
huh?
the Macho Man shirt.
Shoot, man.
Just being honest,
we're all
here.
About games.
We are.
I also like your sweet bag.
That's a really sweet bag, and it breathes too. You could like keep dirty underwear in there, and it wouldn't stink.
Oh, you got Tack. Okay.
Oh, Tack and the Power of Juju.
Yeah. There's a cartoon about that, right?
There was.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, maybe that's why they don't make these games anymore. Because I heard these games were pretty decent.
That's what
really
I heard.
Play them.
May I? Or I just want to see the back real quick. Okay, cool. Yeah,
nice.
No, I haven't seen one of these in a long time. I remember my GameStop days. This was a pretty big game.
I forgot this franchise even existed.
Yeah, no.
Hey,
this,
Dan,
this
you ever play
cool.
Tack?
That's the little like crazy island looking kid, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
The crazy island looking kid. The crazy Samoan running around.
All right,
what else you
I
got?
Know Dean's dropped a couple of F-bombs, but I'm trying to keep
dope.
Things PC.
Oh, dope. This is a dope game.
You know.
Oh, man. You played this, right, Chris?
I did. I played the heck out of Rayman Origins.
Oh, yeah, dude. This was
bucks.
Great.
Well done.
Yeah, no, that's a steal,
that's
man.
That's a steal at that price.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Oh an Epic Mickey. Mickey.
That
oh,
game
man.
Broke my heart, man.
Yeah, no. It's a solid, like, the idea was so good, and it just... We got a twin.
Nice. Power of two.
Wait, they made a second one?
They did, yeah.
I did not even know that.
Yeah,
it's,
and this one has Oswald the rabbit. Yeah.
Nice.
Wow, okay. Very cool. Well, thank you. Oh, you got more?
Oh, you got
all
more.
Right,
you
awesome.
Got more.
I like that game a lot. I think it's underrated, but that was a really solid game. Did you play that one?
No.
Dan, did you play Twisted Metal for the PS3?
Yeah, that one was awesome. It's just called Twisted Metal, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Like it doesn't have any subtitle or anything?
Yes.
Yeah, they had the marketing campaign behind that was really cool, too.
Oh,
like
sick.
They used Rolling Stones' Paint It Black. I don't know if you remember
that. Might have been Twisted Metal Black.
It was really cool.
Well, shut up, Dan. Cool. You're wrong.
I'm sorry.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank
for
you very
sharing.
Much. That was awesome, man.
Congratulations
Good
on
picks.
Your pulls. What do we got here? What have we here?
Oh, I only bought two things.
Was the bag one of them? It's a nice bag.
Oh yeah, there you go, man.
Oh, look at you. This is an original tall box.
He's a man of fine taste.
Look at this. This is a tall box Doom for PlayStation 1.
It's in good shape, too, dude.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, nice pick.
This is stunning. I love it.
The only thing that's wrong with it, there's like two pages of the manual that's loose.
I mean, you could probably rebind
really,
that.
All things
yeah,
considered,
you know.
How often are you pulling out the manual on this thing?
None.
This
very
is
nice
gorgeous.
Pick.
Good
yeah,
job.
Absolutely. All right, so what's the other thing you got?
I love long box PS1 games.
Yeah, no, those
They're
are cool,
so
man.
They're so awesome. Uh-oh.
Oh.
Metal Gear Solid. This is a man after Dan's heart right here.
Yeah,
this is the original Metal Gear Solid. This is not a greatest hits version.
Oh, yeah.
This is Metal Gear Solid.
Nice.
$15.
$15. Not bad. What are we looking at in here? I know there was a copy of the, I think it's Stone Age Gamer earlier, but it was missing one of the discs.
Okay.
Look at you. Okay. That is the thing of beauty. Well done.
Very nice, man. Yeah, you.
Today. Well, the thing is, I'm not going to play this really because I want to play them all in order, so I got to get Metal Gear HD Collection first.
You want to play them in like chronological order or just release order and? So you start with the MSX games is what you're talking about.
Ooh, that's awesome. That's a while ago. Awesome. Yeah, very good
They're
picks,
good stuff, man.
You have fine taste, sir.
We did a ridiculous Metal Gear retrospective on the show a while back.
Yeah,
we were a big Metal Gear
cool
fan, especially Dan. Especially
Dan, say you're a big Metal Gear fan.
I'm a big Metal Gear fan.
Fantastic.
Did I do it right?
Thank you, Dan. No, I don't want to do that.
No.
Okay.
Very
awesome.
Cool.
Just in case of emergency.
Just in case.
But don't break the disc. All right, what do
Thank
we got
you so
here?
Much.
The fanny pack won, right?
No,
the
Naked Guile
won. Technically won. But the fanny pack is Secret of Evermore.
Wow.
Matt Much.
Very cool.
She bought Secret of Evermore.
Matt Much wrote an article about this.
Matt is a huge fan. Yeah, he wrote a whole article for on our website about this.
Very cool pick. This was like Final Fantasy like, correct?
I was more Secret of Mana like, I guess.
Okay, all right.
It's a really cool game. It's got a dog in it. I mean, dog companion.
Can't go wrong.
Hard to
Can't
go
wrong.
With dog companion.
Very, very good.
Very
purchase.
Good pull. Thank you.
Matt Much approves.
Wow. All right.
We got a soldier here.
I love your outfit. What do you got for us?
A shovel. Very cool.
Oh, Game Boy videos.
Those are cool stuff.
Those things were awesome. I remember when those came out, like right before that Video Now was all popular. Does anyone remember what Video Now was? It was this little thing, and it was like the screen was the size of a postage stamp, and like kids would buy them, and I'd be like, what the hell's wrong with you? And then they started putting them on Game Boy Advance, and that was great. But
they did that with, what was it, Hit Clips, I think? The little plastic cartridges?
Oh, my God, Hit Clips.
Yeah, those are bad.
Wow.
You got them at McDonald's.
Those were the days.
All right, so I see you got something else there.
I see you got iPlay.
iPlay. Oh, God, yeah, those are.
Do you have the iToy?
Yes, I do.
Oh, wow, all right, so you're set. You got yourself an evening ahead of you, watching SpongeBob and playing iToy.
He might die after that, I don't know.
You don't have Naked Guile to join you, but
No. No one has Naked Guile except you, Chris. We get to, those are your purchases? Good stuff,
well done.
Man.
Well
Good
done.
Stuff. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Don't shrug. Bring it over.
I love the too many games like this shirt.
Yeah, is that from this year?
That's this year's.
Very
See,
cool.
Now, I thought it was all Sonic the Hedgehog. I guess it's all Sega.
Sega, I guess. Yeah.
That is awesome. I've seen people walking around with it all day. Jet Set Radio.
Very cool. Yeah, the bag's
Fantastic
pretty dope
game.
Too.
It is. How much was that bag?
Free. It came with.
Oh, do you have the?
Oh, you got the fun. Oh,
we don't get cool stuff like that. We're just panelists.
Yeah, silly us.
But
so what'd you pick up today?
Yep. That's very true. Very true.
We are the gift.
So, let's see. I got this little Diddy sticker.
Oh, it's like it's chibi Pokemon, right? Oh, that's
it's
cool.
It's like a tower of Pokemon.
Yeah.
King Harpies.
That's precious.
Yeah, so we have Zubat, Golbat, and Crobat, right? I got them. I'm good at my Pokemon.
I didn't know any of those.
I have a Samurai Champloo.
Is that like a bump?
Oh, nice.
Very cool.
Oh, very cool. That's a great show.
Yeah, I know, right? I have this all the way back in 1999.
He's in good shape.
He's awesome.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's all see-through and stuff.
Yeah.
That's rad.
Yeah.
I also managed to find a Keep Calm and F Off button. Actually, I did not buy this. I got this for free.
Wow, what for? Just for the...
Being a badass.
And here you go. Wow. All right. Super cool. Thank you very much for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Who else? Anybody?
Oh, we got.
Right, what do we got?
Let's keep the line moving.
I love it.
Not a
I
problem.
Love it. Is that Ristar?
Yes, that's a copy of Ristar.
Very
Fantastic.
Cool.
I didn't realize how rare this was these days.
Is it rare these days, really?
I mean, it was
Holy cow, is that 35?
Wow, I guess it is sort of.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a really good game.
I mean, it was a game that is trademarked from my childhood, and I just lost it after all the years, and now...
Mine is Bubsy.
Well, congratulations on getting that back in your life. What else you got here?
And also, I picked up two albums, both from the Game Shop booth.
DJ Cutman. Yeah, he's pretty
nice.
Dope. Is this a new one, Legend of Dubstep?
No, that's actually one of his originals, like one of the very, very early works that he did.
I think I have the volume one. Do you mind if I, okay, no, I just, yep, no, this is, I have this one. This is good stuff. You're in for, have you listened to this at all? You are in for a good time, man. This is good stuff. I've been a fan of DJ Cutman forever. If you guys don't know who he is, he has a booth out on the floor, pretty large booth. He does a lot of the music here for the convention, and I believe his label is most of the stuff you're hearing for this. And I believe he's doing a DJ battle tomorrow, I think. Not him specifically. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I'm shitty. You guys are here. You could be listening to that. But I appreciate you guys being here. But, yeah, no, his stuff is awesome. If you get a chance, go chat him up. He's a really friendly dude. Yeah, absolutely. His stuff is great. I'm friends with his friend Square Painter, who has a booth here, and his stuff is awesome. Adam is a good man.
Actually, this is probably like a bundle situation.
Is it?
So, yeah,
okay, very cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Is Smooth the Groove album?
Oh, that one's cool, man.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And what else did I get? Shoot, I can't remember.
The only music I bought this year was I went over to the Indie Creates booth and I bought the Blaster Master Zero soundtrack, which is amazing.
They have a bunch of stuff. Thank you so much, by the way.
Yes, thank you very much. It was 15, and it was well worth. I mean, if you haven't played the game too, I mean, Blaster Master Zero is so good. It's oh, good. And I couldn't believe those guys were here. Thank you very much for sharing
that
stuff.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the heck out of Ristar,
but
man.
Before we go any farther, give yourself a round of applause, guys, for being here, showing us stuff. We appreciate it. That is cool stuff.
This really does kind of mean the world to us to have people in this room.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So at the Blaster Master booth. Oh, wait, no, I saw a hand. Hand?
I'm curious as to why you named this panel It's Dangerous to Go Alone. Take this $20.
Well, that was the contest we did in the beginning, so we all had $20 to go around the show.
Oh, I thought you were going to give away $20.
Oh,
I'm sorry if you thought we were going to do that. I apologize.
Now I understand why this was so popular.
That's why people.
Is that
here,
why there are so many people in the room
bucks?
This time?
Yeah.
You thought right. You were going to get $20?
Oh, wow. We are. I got to change the title back to what it was last year. I think. Shit. Whoops. Yeah. No. So at the Blaster Master. Booth, did they have the games for sale or
because they're all digital,
even the because I saw they had Azure Striker Gunvolt.
Yeah, there's like a new version of that coming out on Switch, and
it looks really
it's
good.
Really awesome. I played it for like 4 seconds before I had to run back to the booth I was working.
Yeah,
but yeah, check out the IndieCreates booth, there's some really awesome stuff.
There are a lot of really cool games there. Like I saw this game's been here a couple years, a Super Puzzle Fighter, something like that. Puzzle Smash. That game is freaking dope. It's like Super Puzzle Fighter, except you're fighting on a 3D grid that moves.
I remember this game.
Yeah,
I was terrible at it.
You were. I think I beat you.
Yeah, it was a bad
That's why I love it, because I beat him. I rarely beat Chris in anything. He's very good at video games. But, that's a really cool game. There were a couple RPGs along the back wall that were really neat. Did you guys play anything good today? One at a time, guys. One at a time. Matt.
A friend of mine from back home, he's over in the indie games. He's showing off a game called Aftermath.
Okay.
It's styled after NES platformer. It's kind of neat.
Very cool.
All right.
Let's go over here. Yep. Oh, God. My head would
sounds like a
explode.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
All right. What about you back there? The guy who wanted $20.
We're not giving you $20 still, but you can ask your question.
Shrek on Xbox.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Who has that to play
it's
today?
It's probably in the free play area.
Oh, my God.
Is it in the arcade area?
Free.
Oh,
wow.
God, yeah.
That's
Jessie thought she was going to be sassy today and decided to... Yeah, you were excellent. There was this game called Roadrunner Death Rally?
Death Valley Rally.
Yeah, Death Valley Rally. And she's like, I'm good at this. I'm the best. Sits down, makes it like a half level, and that man, Wile E. Coyote, just annihilated her. That was obviously, you didn't want to play anymore. All right,
I almost bought. Now, I went to a booth, and I haven't bought any real games for myself yet. I'm probably going to do that tomorrow. But there was a booth that had a complete in-box copy of Bubsy for Jaguar.
Don't you dare. I'm not playing that.
I already have the cartridge, but I really wanted to get its box and manual.
If you bring that to the pain in the ass-a-thon, I will burn it.
Oh,
don't put that in front of me. Don't put that evil on me.
So I guess we're coming close to wrapping this up here. So I'm going to mention the next thing that we're all going to be at is Garden State Comic Fest, which is actually Evan. Why don't you talk a little bit about Garden State Comic
Fest?
This is Evan. He is the co-founder of our website geekade.com, which is where we do this where this podcast is hosted and all the other stuff. And you have a comic book convention coming up.
Yeah, on July 8th and 9th in Morristown, New Jersey, we are running a 2-day comic convention. It's in Menin Arena, which is a total of 3 hockey rinks. So we take over 2 of them, open them up as show floors, and then the 3rd hockey rink, which still has ice on it, for about 3 to 4 hours, we rent out ice skates and do cosplay on ice. Which, it sounds like a really bad idea, but
it's great.
The best bad idea
it's great.
Ever. Like, it is amazingly awesome.
If you ever want to see Superman fall on his ass, that would be the time to do it.
I don't know how many of you guys are comic fans, but we have comic artists, vendors. We have games and
the cosplay
toys
is pretty next level, too. There's a contest there, and both years that I've been there, I've seen probably some of the best stuff. They had that Hulkbuster.
Yeah, there's a company called Extreme Cosplay. He goes to New York Comic Con. He had, I think it was a 12-foot Hulkbuster. Now, for those that don't know Hulkbuster, it's Iron Man the size of Hulk. And he had to use special doorways and whatnot because he couldn't just wander the floor like
there was also
people.
A mech version of R2-D2 that stood
with
pretty tall.
Rotating Gatling gun.
Yeah, that was pretty neat. Yeah, he was cool. He made R2-D2 sounds too. That was neat. There was a Clayface there one year.
Clayface was crazy. That was nuts.
This guy, probably about my height, but it was another foot and a half, and he coated Clayface from the Batman the Animated Series, had that clay look to him, and he coated his whole costume in insulation foam and painted it. Now, it was July, and it was like 92 degrees
outside. He had computer fans running in his suits.
Had a water bottle like a hamster in there. It was hysterical.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
When the hamster died, it was time to get out.
Yeah. But the thing was, the way the costume was designed, if he passed out or, God forbid, died, the costume would just buckle in on itself, and it would still be standing. It wouldn't fall over back or forth. So if he just stopped moving, we'd have to go over
we knew
to
there
him
was a problem.
And poke him a little bit to make sure he was still alive.
For those of you video game fans, any League of Legends players here? No? Wow, that's a first. That's fair. They had a really good Fiddlesticks, the giant scarecrow on the stilts.
Yes, that guy who knew how to work stilts and said, I got to figure out a costume around it.
Yeah, no, that was really cool. He was dancing around. That was impressive. So, yeah, that's a really cool con. When's it running again?
July 8th and 9th, Morristown, New Jersey at Menin Arena.
And we'll be also doing a panel there. And it's a different panel than here. We are doing the D-list debate, I think that's what we're calling
it. Yes, the D-list debate. We're going to argue which bad comic book characters are the best bad comic book characters.
In a team setting.
Team
form.
Yes. Team versus team. It's going to be pretty stupid, and I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be something.
After that, probably the biggest thing we've got for the year. We did this the first time last year. We team up with the Colon Cancer Alliance, and we do what's called the Pain in the Ass-a-thon because, you know, colon cancer, butt joke. You know, we're hilarious.
We're witty.
We are.
Sure.
And we play difficult pain in the ass games for 24 hours straight in a telethon form.
Last year, I
beat Link Faces of Evil for CDI.
Is that really considered a win?
No.
Oh, I consider it a win. And this year I'm playing Zelda Wand of Gamelon. You have a question back there? Oh, well, he has a running thing with Bubsy. And so we had him play the first Bubsy on Super Nintendo, Claws Encounters of the Third Kind. And how many hours were you at that, Dean?
4.
4 hours, and he did not beat it. But he played it for 4 hours straight. And
wasn't
and
it at a ridiculous time, too?
What could
it was. It was like the last day. It was the last hours of the whole thing. So he was exhausted. But
I screamed a lot. I probably clipped that mic more times than I was on camera. It was
I
bad.
Will make him play Bubsy 3D one of these games. I mean, the first Bubsy isn't an awful game. It's just it's got some design flaws. And then I think the Jaguar one's probably the worst of the bunch because that game's just filth.
Garbage.
It's just pure filth.
There is a new
and
Bubsy
I was
out.
Gonna buy it. I was gonna spend $40 on a second copy of that game because I'm a massive.
You have a problem.
Like, I
yeah,
clearly
so
do.
yes. Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. We're on Twitch literally 24 hours
yeah,
straight.
It's gonna yeah. be in August. I don't think we've 100% nailed down the date yet, but you know, stay tuned on StoneAgeGamer.com, Keycade.com. We're gonna post all about it. It's gonna be my life after you know, next week. The week
and we
after.
Are we're working with the.
The Colon Cancer Alliance. So it is an official charity. So don't worry, you're not donating money to us for us to then screw around and.
No,
mess
we
up
we
with.
Give you guys a direct.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yeah. No,
fine
we give you guys a direct
buy,
link
fine,
to their
products
to their
like
website,
these.
So you guys will be able to donate, and we just get the updates to know that you guys donated. Yeah. That's. So we got to wrap up soon. Do you guys have any questions for us or anything like that before we go? Shoot. I fucking hate every second of it, but I'm going to play it, and if it's good, it's good. You know, Chris actually brought that to my attention immediately. I was at work. It was late at night, I think. It was later at night, and he just kept screaming, Dean, 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 why isn't Dean here? Post the link, goes away, everyone starts laughing. I'm like, what's so fucking funny? And then I see it, and I'm like, yeah, all right,
well,
great.
I also
jokes
said, what
me.
Could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, no, nah, it was
I'm actually genuinely interested in it because it's being developed by the team of the Gianna sisters. I think the art direction looks hideous. But I kind of want it to look hideous because
Bubsy.
I don't know if I can live in a world where there's a good Bubsy game, you know? What's that? It's entirely look, if they go out of their way to make a crappy game that knows it's crappy, I will be so impressed. I will buy the heck out of it. What do you got?
And then we'll go to the back.
Dan?
I couldn't hear the question. What was it?
Have you ever been so mad at a game that you took the game out of the system and smashed it?
Oh, yeah. It's and we've talked about it endlessly on the show, but the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, that's right.
That game went flying across my bedroom.
Bloodborne,
dude, like my little 13-inch Emerson TV barely stayed on my dresser. I was so pissed. So pissed.
For me, it was the first Ninja Gaiden for NES. There were the birds, man. The birds. They take away three pieces of health. They're just birds. I'm fighting ninjas. There's got a guy beating me with a club. It takes away one thing of health. A bird runs into me. Three things of health. Oh.
That's fair. That happens.
And when I finally get to the last boss of the game and it sends you back six levels? What is wrong with
that? That's bullshit.
I took the game out and I threw it. I still have it. I didn't break it, but... It's still mine. Way in the back there. What do you got?
Oh, God.
Wow.
I don't know.
And now I want a Gex Bubsy crossover.
Stop it. You're going to say that's going to happen.
Yes, yes.
There's nothing wrong with Gex.
Yeah, there was
at
nothing
the time,
wrong with Gex
but...
at the first one. I dug the first one.
There were like three of them, weren't there?
Yeah. I think by the time Enter the Gecko was around, I was kind of out of it. But I remember digging the first one. It was kind of cool. I will take your word for it, man. Any other questions? Oh, okay. Any other questions? Anybody else?
Shoot. Why what?
Why not? Well, we wanted a gimmick for our panel, and so that we could get people to show up, and then we did it. And then and now we've been doing it for, what, 3-4 years now?
And people keep showing up.
Yeah. And we all have, now we all own this stuff. I mean.
Sadly.
It's absolutely terrible. Thank you. And we just do our best to be entertaining. I mean, we're just happy to be here.
Yeah, I mean, so. If you they do a really great job on the podcast. I used to be on it for a while. Dan and Chris are joy to hang around and talk to. And it's a lot of really good content. They do talk about news a bit, but then they also talk about the 10, 20, 30, which goes quite a bit longer on the podcast, typically because we can actually hear Dan and converse with him, which is something. And
yeah,
then
we go on and on.
Yeah,
lot.
Yeah. And it's about an hour long. It's great for car rides and stuff. I listen to it quite a bit. So, yeah, there's that. And she's gone. I'm not answering the question anymore. Someone else had a question? Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up. I'm going to read this off of my phone. In case anyone was wondering, I do read this off of a script. That's our show. Join us next week when Dan and I will not be talking about our summer series because I don't know about Dan, but I'm certainly not anywhere near along enough in these games. Dan and I were doing a summer series where we each picked we put a vote up for people to choose what games we were going to play. Right now, Dan and I are trying to make it through Fezzanadu for NES and Newtopia 2 on TurboGrafx-16, and I just moved to a new house, and I have not had nearly enough time to play those games. So we're going to delay that for another week, and instead, we are going to focus on a listener request topic. Marty C. wanted us to talk about games we love that the rest of the world hates, and I think that's going to be pretty fun. So once again, tune into that next week. You can find the podcast on StoneAgeGamer.com or Geekade.com. You can get in touch with us at mail@geekade.com, as well as all flavors of social media that we inhabit. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram at Geekade, subscribe to our YouTube and Twitch channels for all our latest video content, and follow us on Twitter at @_Geekade. You can also find us individually on Twitter. I'm at Geekade Chris, that's Geekade K-R-I-S. Dean is at
Kimono_Vestlord.
And Dan is at
Geekade Dan.
If you're interested in more information about anything we discussed tonight, with the exception of Naked Guile, feel free to...
Send them all the pictures of Naked Guile that you can find.
Make a whole website dedicated to them. It's going to be great. Check out our show notes, and while you're at it, you can subscribe to this and any of our other wonderful podcasts on iTunes or Stitcher, or if you're super nice, you can leave us a review, because any and all feedback is welcome and appreciated. We'd also like to thank our intrepid editor, Evan. This guy edits our show.
Give him a round of applause. There you go, guys.
He makes the show listenable for all you people. And we also like to thank Mark TDK Knight, who has our show's theme song, which you didn't hear here at the panel, but if you listen to the show, he provided the song Chubby Chubby Chip Chip, which we use as our theme song. It's always fun to say. We've got a link to his Bandcamp and his website in our show notes. As always, remember to keep your eyes on Geekade.com, where we try to post something new every single day. Thank you, everyone, for showing up to this panel. I am astonished that there are people in this room. There's still people. You haven't all left. I mean, really. That's just, you're warming my heart. You've really made
absolutely
my day here. So.
Yeah, really. If you see those people who walked out, make sure you give them a piece of your mind.
I will. I'll give him a piece
very
of my
rude.
The girl with the sassy question.
I'll flash.
Why
my
you?
Flash my naked.
All right, guys. Yeah, thank you so much for coming by.
Hey, she showed up, so
yeah,
I approve.
That's true. Yeah.
On behalf of myself, Dean, Dan, Evan, Jess, Matt, and really everyone here, keep playing games.